The blackness he woke to on those nights was sightless and impenetrable, and often he had to get up. No sound but the wind in the bare poles of the trees. He rose and stood tottering in that cold, autistic dark, with his arms outheld for balance, while the vestibular calculations in his skull cranked out their reckonings. An old chronicle, to seek out the upright. No fall but preceded by a declination. He took great marching steps into the nothingness, counting them against his return. Eyes closed, arms oaring. Upright to what? Something nameless in the night, load or matrix, to which he and the stars were common satellite, like the great pendulum in its rotunda scribing through the long day movements of the universe, of which you may say it knows nothing, and yet know it must. It took 2 days to cross the burn. The road beyond ran along the crest of a ridge where the barren woodland fell away on every side.
"It's snowing," the voice said. He looked at the sky.
A single gray flake sifting down. He caught it in his hand and watched it expire there, like the last host of Christendom. They trundled along together with a tarp pulled over them, the wet gray flakes twisting and falling out of nothing. Gray slush by the roadside, black water running from under the sodden drifts of ash. No more bale fires on the distant ridges. He thought the blood cults must have all consumed themselves. No one traveled this road. No road agents, no marauders. After a while, they came to a roadside garage and they stood in the open door and looked out at the gray sleet gusting down out of the high country. They collected some old boxes and built a fire in the floor, and he found some tools and emptied out the cart and sat working on the wheel. He pulled the bolt and bored out the collet with a hand drill and re-sleeved it with a section of pipe he'd cut to length with a hacksaw. Then he bolted it all back together and stood the cart upright and wheeled it around the floor. It ran fairly true. The boy sat watching everything. In the morning, they went on. A desolate country, even before. A boar hide nailed to a barn door. Ratty. Wisp of a tail. Inside the barn, three bodies hanging from the rafters, dried and dusty among the wan slats of light.
"There could be something here," the boy said. "There could be some corn or something."
"Let's go," the man said.